Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock, bring you information on real estate and finance and other things that are of interest to our local community, like the Renton Comic-Con.
You did that so smoothly.
Thank you.
That was super smooth.
Yeah, just like butter.
You were just like, oh, yeah, you were just like a superhero with how smooth that was.
Yeah. Norwegian man.
Norwegian man. Yes, like 2 years ago when we had that.
My cape I can is only the Norwegian imagine. Flag, and I hit bad guys with lutefisk, drops them right down.
That would do that. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I'm not sure if you'd stick it in their mouth and make them drop or if you'd just smack them across the face and the smell would get them.
It's like kryptonite. All they got to do is see it and they run.
Right. They just have to smell it and
run.
That's
right. Yep.
That's really it. But anyhow, let's hope there's none of those at the Renton Comic Con.
You never know.
But so we still have Brian Morris with us here in the studio, who is the founder of Renton Comic Con. So again, thank you for being here.
It's been great. It's been great.
Yeah. So we've been talking about some of the guests you're going to have. There's going to be a movie premiere. You've got NASA. You've got other businesses like Blue Origin and other kinds of companies are going to be in the house talking panels and space age and like what's coming around on technology right now. We got cosplay, artists, all kinds of stuff that's going on. And you've said it's at the Hotel Interurban.
Yep.
And you have a footprint inside of the South Center Mall.
Yep.
And again, for listeners, just want to make sure we're doing a recap. So if you want to go find all this stuff.
If in the mall, if you know where the Container Store is, we're right across from the Container Store. So a lot of people are like, where are you exactly at? So there's like...
Wait, did the Container Store move? Because
no,
you said by JCPenney.
Yep, second floor, JCPenney, the Container Store, and we're right across. It used to be Wet Seal is what...
Did JCPenney move?
Nope, they're on
no,
the...
They didn't move. I think the
they're
Container
on the east side.
Used
the Container Store must have moved.
Else. Yeah, I think
they used to be over on the west side of the mall, closer to...
Yeah, actually...
The Sears.
Let me make sure that I'm not. It is Sears. I was telling you it's not JC.
Ah,
JCPenney's on the east side. Let's correct
see,
that.
See, now it's not because I'm just a shopper that I know. No, see, no. This is how you men are in malls. You get exactly.
Yes, Sears,
exactly. Men in malls totally
shop.
Get lost.
Across from the Container Shop.
Let's hope anyone who heard that segment where we said JCPenney is still listening.
That's right. That's right. Sorry. It was just like you said it. Oh, yeah, that's what's there.
Sure, that's it. One of those big stores.
Well, I'm going to go back to my original. If you need directions, just look for somebody who's dressed up and follow them.
There you go.
You're going to run right into it.
Okay, so it's going to be on the west side
west
of the mall.
Side.
West side.
Okay,
right,
gotcha. So you can walk in the south entrance, up the escalator, take a left, boom, there you are.
Or if you're in that garage down in the west end, second floor, you walk practically right. Walk right into the store.
Okay, next. Awesome, awesome. All right, so what are some other things that might be going on this year? Is there anything else that's new and different that you guys got going on?
So if you are into cosplay, we've talked a bit about that, but we're actually bringing in some of the top cosplayers as judges for the costume contest, which is really, it's going to be really cool. And one of the cool things is we're actually having a prop contest. So
yeah, I saw that on the website.
Yeah, so a lot of people...
I know some people who could probably do really well at that.
Yeah.
A former client of ours.
Right.
Skellington.
Right.
I don't know if that's who you're thinking of.
It is.
Okay.
So a lot of people build the entire costume, but there's also a whole group of people who just build the props. And by props, I mean it might be a gun, a sword, a shield... Mm-hmm. Some other accessory part that goes along with it. And there are some amazing craftspeople out there who do that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are not just like for cosplay or for Halloween or whatever. They actually make them for movie sets. Like my company, we actually make some props for movie sets and stuff. So they're actual, you know, legitimate businesses that are making these props for small movies, large movies, for cosplayers, for a variety of different people. So we're actually bringing in some of the top prop builders from around the United States.
Well, that's pretty cool because it does give variety. Because a lot of people, I think, you know, they think, oh, a sword. But some of these things get quite elaborate.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of ingenuity that goes behind and design and everything else.
So, like, if you want to see an example of it, one of the local prop builders, his name is Eric Jones. He goes, his company is Core Geek Creations.
Okay.
And he will make a Wonder Woman sword that is, from all purpose is better than the movie set one.
Oh, really?
It's really cool. It's
so
really
if I do amazing. Get that Wonder Woman outfit, I might be able to get some.
Oh, you'd want one of his swords.
Oh,
yeah. So
awesome.
He's going to be one of the judges, but SKS Props is also going to be there.
Because the next time I need to slice and dice a contract, I can just whoosh.
There you go. Yeah. So we do have some really amazing guests like that if that's what you want to come and see.
Cool. Can you imagine if I staged a house wearing one of those outfits?
Wearing those?
Yeah. If you're into comic books
That's frightening.
Hey, yeah. I got back in shape. That's not frightening.
I don't mean that part. I mean showing up with your big axe. I'm afraid
a big sword, yes.
You're going to Lorena Bobbitt me or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we don't want that.
Let's not introduce that, shall we? Okay.
So if you're into comic books, artists, stuff like that, we have like Larry Hama. We've got Justin Hunt. We've got some really top-name artists that are involved with the whole comic book industry and that artist part of it, which is going to be really fun.
Yeah, which I'm sure that's probably changed a lot technology wise over time. Because are they still doing everything by hand? Or are they doing it on tablets? Doing all of that.
Some of it's on tablets, some of it's computer, but you'd be surprised. A lot of it's still by hand, just drawing out
And are they selling things like that for actual artwork?
Yep,
for people's homes? And
yes, you can. There'll be a lot of vendors there and artists selling all their works. You can actually go and find your favorite artist and buy the artwork right there from them.
Dumb question, too. Comic books. Is this something where, or is that a whole separate type of an industry? Or are there trading and that sort of thing as well with this?
Yeah, actually one of the really cool things we're having is a company that actually does, you can bring your comic book in, and they won't do it on site, but you can send it off to them and have it organized, but they will rate your comic books.
Like an appraisal?
Like for valuation?
Yeah, so real hardcore comic book collectors, they want to have their comic books appraised. And
for
we'll
sure,
have one of the comic book appraising.
It's like Antiques Roadhouse, but for comic books.
So there might be an insurance guy sitting nearby going, hey, we need to have a writer on those comic books.
Lloyds of London.
Well, I would assume if they actually have, I mean, okay, so let me ask if you happen to know this, Brian, what is like the highest kind of value that a comic book has ever achieved? Do you know?
You know, I don't know what the high one is, but I know that if you have a rare comic book, they can get pretty pricey.
What's that mean, though?
Oh, okay, so if you just get a normal one that is under, you know, people want, you might pay $100 for it.
Okay.
If it's a rare one, you might get 10 times that amount. It might go $1,000, $1,500.
Okay, see, now that, if you have several, I could see where an insurance company would want to know that, because I can tell you for a fact that jewelry that's $5,000 or higher appraisal or grouped value, your insurance company wants to have a separate rider on that.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with like firearms and other things.
If you had
things.
One of the originals of any of the comic book series, you could be looking at tens of thousands of dollars for a single comic book.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, note to self, people out there, if you have a home and it's insured or you have renter's insurance and you have things like this, if you've never thought about it before, you might want to go look into it.
Well, I know that the very first edition of Action Comics that introduced Superman sold for $3.2 million.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The originals can get really up there. And even if you have a substantial collection of comic books, you may not even think about it. But yeah, getting them insured is not a bad idea because you've actually invested a lot of money in that entire collection.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
$3.2 million. Not bad for a 10 cent original investment.
Yeah,
that's better than a lot of the houses here in Seattle. We think those have appreciated a lot. Holy smokage.
And you can't buy those for 10 cents either.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. You definitely can't. Okay, so unless you have anything else very specific that you want to cover on Renton Comic Con.
Just get that website out there again.
Well, so it's RentonCityComicCon.com. But you mentioned that you have a company that does costumes.
Yeah, Zach Labs, ZAKLABS. We do costumes, props for people. Like we could build your Wonder Woman costume that you wanted to do. We'll be there. We'll have a booth we'll put on a panel there as well. So
awesome.
We just want to encourage people to come out.
What are the hours? Because I think we've talked a lot about the stuff that's going on, but I don't think we even talked about the hours. Because I'm seeing that on the website, after one of these things, there's like an 80s themed after party.
Yes.
How late does this thing go?
Friday, the VIP party goes from 7 to midnight. On Saturday, it's 10 to 6 with after-hour parties. And on Sunday, it's 10 to 5.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian Morris. We appreciate you being
here.
Thank
you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you at the Rent Comic-Con September 15th and 16th in Tuckwill at the Hotel Interurban. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.